more migrant deaths in Texas. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. It's now 53 dead in that suspected human smuggling case near San Antonio, where a tractor trailer was abandoned.
And sadly, we also know teenagers are among the victims. We hope to hear more, too, about the three individuals arrested in this case. We know from charging documents, two were Mexican nationals. The third is an American. He's not yet charged. Here in just the Del Rio sector alone, one of nine southwestern border sectors, there have been 124 migrant deaths this fiscal year to date, 71 from exposure, many of them from heat exhaustion and heat strokes.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Eagle Pass, Texas. State officials blame Biden border policies while the president pledges to crack down on human trafficking. Russia's top diplomat is telling the UN chief his country will help coordinate efforts to reduce the threat of a global food crisis. This as a NATO summit continues in Spain with more pledges of unity and support for Ukraine. Tomorrow will be the final day of rulings for the current Supreme Court term. Today, the justices decided to fight over prosecutions for crimes on tribal land.
In a 5-4 decision, the U.S. Supreme Court rules that Oklahoma can resume prosecuting some cases involving non-Native Americans who commit crimes against Native Americans on reservations, narrowing the scope of the High Court's 2020 ruling that said Native Americans who commit crimes on reservations cannot be prosecuted by state or local law enforcement and must instead face justice in tribal or federal courts. The case, stemming from a state court decision to toss out a conviction of a non-Native American who was charged in Oklahoma with malnourishment of a Native American child.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Two closely watched decisions due tomorrow morning, including the fight over the Remain in Mexico Trump immigration policy President Biden wants to scrap. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
A big name in ice cream reverses a decision not to sell its products to Israelis living outside Israel's 1967 borders.
Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream will once again sell to Israelis living in East Jerusalem and the West Bank. The company and its parent Unilever drew international condemnation last year when announcing it would halt franchising, manufacturing, and sales of its ice cream to those residents, claiming the state of Israel illegally holds those territories. Israelis refer to much of that territory as the biblical Judea and Samaria. Israeli officials say the decision is a victory against discrimination. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Fire at a summer camp in Maryland. Smoke billowing through the roof of the dining hall when crews arrived this morning at Camp Airy for Boys in Thurmont, that's near the Pennsylvania border. Camp officials say no one was in that building when the fire started and everyone is safe and accounted for. But dozens of firefighters from Maryland and Pennsylvania are at the scene. There's no word yet on a cause. California's largest county rights a wrong.
Prime California beachfront property is given back to the descendants of a black couple who built a resort for African Americans but were stripped of the property. The L.A. County Board of Supervisors voting unanimously to send the land in an area once known as Bruce's Beach in the fashionable city of Manhattan Beach. It was bought in 1912 by Will and Charles Bruce, who built the first West Coast resort for black people at a time when many beaches were segregated. In the 1920s, the Manhattan Beach City Council took the land through eminent domain. CJ Papa, Fox News.
A mixed day so far on Wall Street. The Dow's up 78 points. That's enough to get back over 31K. But the S&P and the NASDAQ are both lower. Oil prices are slightly higher. For now, getting back over $112 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.